Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A long first day of debate in the Senate impeachment trial. We've got the story.
Street crews preparing Wichita streets for the wintry weather. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A public hearing has been set for next month to amend the new downtown ballpark's community improvement district. That story is ahead.
A job fair will be held this week for laid-off aircraft workers. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Light snow across south central Kansas will lead to a slushy ride to work this morning, but we will see a transition to rain as we go throughout the day. Our full forecast is coming up.
Debate continued in the Senate into early this morning over whether or not witnesses and documents should be allowed in the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Lawmakers on the Senate floor debating for hours if witnesses should be allowed in the impeachment trial. One of the impeachment managers, Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler, making a lengthy argument as to why former National Security Advisor John Bolton should be allowed to testify and why the White House won't allow it.
They will not permit the American people to hear from the witnesses. And they lie. And lie and lie and lie.
Nadler says Bolton has key information as to the connections between the president and Ukraine and the effort to investigate Joe Biden. But the president's lawyer, Pat Cipollone, blasting Nadler.
Mr. Nadler came up here and made false allegations against our team.
Cipollone going on to say that Democrats are trying to undo the last presidential election. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Wintry weather is here in south central Kansas. Ben Nelson is senior manager for Wichita's Public Works and Utilities.
I believe the current forecast is for about 2 inches of snow, potentially accumulating snow. It's highly dependent on both the surface and the atmospheric temperatures in terms of how much rain we're going to get, how much snow we're going to get, and the timing of that rain-snow mix.
Wichita has 5 dozen trucks for clearing the primary roadways and school routes.
The city of Wichita has set a public hearing for next month to amend the new downtown ballpark's community improvement district.
Riverfront Partners, LLC, the new owner of the development site where the Metropolitan Baptist Church currently resides, petitioned the city to add the church area and recently acquired city land on the west side of Sycamore to the stadium CID. The group also requested removal of certain city-owned property that was inadvertently included in the stadium CID. Mark Elder with the city stressed that the CID is not a new sales or property tax on current businesses in Wichita.
The CID is strictly just a sales tax on the property within those boundaries, and it's primarily, aside from maybe the ice sports, it's all undeveloped property there.
The public hearing is set for February 11th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
For workers affected by layoffs at Spirit AeroSystems, there will be a job fair held this weekend.
The Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas has scheduled a job fair for those looking for other options.
For the Spirit employees, they will be doing out briefings for those impacted workers, so we'll be able to meet with those workers. We'll talk about job opportunities.
CEO Keith Lawing tells KSN News several companies are looking for skilled workers.
We are hearing from other companies that are laying people off as well. So we know there's going to be a lot more workers than just the individuals impacted at Spirit looking for jobs.
The job fair will be held at the Workforce Alliance offices near 21st and Abedin on Thursday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A carjacking victim west of Kellogg and Hillside in East Wichita was able to use technology to get her car back, and that led to the arrest of a suspect. The carjacking happened after 10:30 on Sunday morning at the Trinity Lutheran Church, the 600 block of South Erie. The victim, a 53-year-old woman, says two suspects assaulted her and then stole her red 2019 Ford Escape. Now, the woman was hospitalized with minor injuries.
On Monday at approximately 9:45 in the morning, the victim contacted 911 emergency communications to report that she was tracking the vehicle's movement using a Ford application. Officers were able to track the vehicle to the Quick Trip located in the 700 block of North Broadway.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says officers there were able to apprehend a 21-year-old man. He was booked into jail for aggravated robbery and an outstanding arrest warrant through the Kansas Department of Corrections. That suspect also had a prior conviction history for criminal possession of a weapon and theft.
A political argument in Florida turned deadly.
A construction worker with anti-government views stabbed and killed his Trump-supporting boss and then put an American flag next to the body. This all went down at a construction site in Orlando. Now 28-year-old Mason Tony is charged with first-degree murder. Co-workers telling detectives Tony and William Knight were friends outside of work despite their political differences. And the day of the incident, Knight actually picked up Tony for work and they had been driving to different job sites when they began the argument. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
All-star hockey game tonight in downtown Wichita. Big game at Intrust Bank Arena. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
Two of Japan's major automakers recalling millions of cars in the U.S. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The University of Kansas is allowing beer and wine sales at a restaurant in the Memorial Union. The Impromptu Cafe began selling beer and wine Tuesday. David Mushi, director of the union, says the cafe is the only place on campus where alcohol is sold in a retail setting. Says it's a way to test the waters for businesses on campus that could sell alcohol on campus. And alcohol is also sold at the university football stadium on game days. Mushi says he wants to use the alcohol sales in the union to promote safe drinking habits.
Turns out some non-citizens cast ballots in an election in Illinois.
Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White claims it was an error in their new automated voter registration system. The result, 545 non-citizens being registered to vote, with 16 casting ballots ranging from Chicago and its suburbs to six counties across the state last year and 2018. How did this happen? White says the data of 574 people who self-identified as non-citizens on driver's license applications were wrongly forwarded to election officials to be registered. Illinois Republicans are calling for an immediate hearing over what they call a serious breach of voter protections. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Two of Japan's major automakers are recalling millions of cars in the U.S.
Airbags are the issue, but for different reasons. Honda recalling 2.7 million older U.S. vehicles, covering both Honda and Acura models from 1996 to 2003. The effort will replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. Unlike previous recalls, these inflators do not contain volatile ammonium nitrate, which can cause a small explosion. Owners should not expect repairs for about a year, as replacement parts are not yet available. Meanwhile, incomplete airbag deployment forcing Toyota to recall 2.9 million vehicles. By mid-March, owners of 2011 to 2019 Corollas, 2011 to 2013 Matrix, and 2012 to 2018 Avalon models will be notified. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The roadways in the Wichita area, highways and surface streets out there, all very wet and slushy at the moment, and things are very slippery, starting to get lots of traffic accidents. Got a semi-truck slide off at K-254 in Rock Road. Apparently, according to traffic tracker Steve that called in, said the semi was facing the wrong direction, so it went all the way around. Again, be very, very cautious if you're out on the roadways this morning. We've got a traffic accident northbound on I-235 at Kellogg. They've got it shut down there. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. And we've had people got plenty of warning. I don't know why they just don't listen, slow down, and take precaution, but we've had some weather moving in here over the past few hours, and it's kind of weird out there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, as expected, it's always this time of day, you know, when more and more people are really getting ready to hit the road and head out the door. That's why I don't really feel too bad when we sound like broken records, because, you know, we really do want people to just take it slow and take it easy out there. A lot of the snow that's been falling, it's kind of a wet snow, so giving us a damp, slushy commute out there. And mind you, a lot of what's falling started off as rain, so the roads were already damp. And even when it rains, you know, that's still going to slow down the commute. So because we're now dealing with wintry weather, yeah, that's why I'm not surprised that we are seeing those slide-offs, unfortunately. Luckily, though, from what I've heard, a lot of the accidents that are happening, we haven't gotten any reports of any injuries so far. So, you know, I really just hope nobody gets hurt out there. But we got to continue to take it slow, because the snow, it's going to continue to fall as we go through this morning. At times, mixing with rain, we're already above freezing, and we've been sitting just above freezing, but it's still mainly snow that's been falling. As we go through the morning, though, it looks like we'll gradually trend drier, snow tracking west to east, a high of only 42 degrees. So even when we get into the 40s, it's still going to be a chilly day out there. And our winds are out of the south at anywhere between 10 to 25 miles an hour. So should we get a burst of that heavier wet snow and we've got those gusty winds, we could also see reduced visibility at times. Anybody that's listening, just something else to keep in the back of your minds that will cause hazardous travel out there. Dropping all the way down to a 20% chance of rain, snow showers later on tonight. By the time we get into the afternoon, it does look a lot drier, but we're going to keep that 20% chance in the forecast, because we could see this system kind of spin and wrap around another rain, snow shower into the area after dark tonight, but chances really don't look as good. 33 degrees for a low, once again sitting just above freezing. A 30% chance of a rain, snow shower tomorrow for the same reason. This system that's going to be sitting and spinning over the Midwest and Central Plains may spin around a rain, snow shower into the area, but still, this is going to be our best chance of rain and snow that we see today. So chances not looking as good after our Wednesday. High of 46 tomorrow, a few degrees warmer, but still keeping that wintry chill in the air. And then we've got better days after that. Mostly to partly cloudy skies Friday, 40s. Still chilly into your Saturday too, but a lot more sunshine. Warming up into the 50s by the time we get into the end of the weekend. High of 58 by next Monday. Quite the roller coaster ride ahead. Right now we're at 34 degrees. Light snow still falling, even a little bit of fog and mist being reported out there, and our winds out of the south at 18 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. That's what's going to blow some of that snow around and reduce visibility at times. We're actually down to 5 mile visibility currently with a wind chill of 23 degrees. Take it slow. Please take it easy out there.
I'll tell you what, KNSS Weather Center radar is showing just moisture all over the state right now. All kinds of precipitation coming down.
Yeah, and it's taking its time moving out. So yeah. That's why I said, you know, we've got at least a few more hours of this stuff. And even after sunrise, we're already above freezing and we've got snow falling. So even if we warmed a couple of more degrees above freezing, it'll probably still be snow falling, just because it's so cold out there in the upper levels of the atmosphere where that snow, it's not melting all the way as it, you know, reaches the surface. So that's why even during the latter part of the morning, we're still going to want to take it slow out there.
All right. Thank you, Ronell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted, and this is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. On this date in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court, in its Roe v. Wade decision, legalized abortions using a trimester approach. Ted, this happened. I'm in my radio career about 3 years when this happened. I can tell you that it is my personal opinion that that decision is probably the biggest. Talk about politics for a minute. The biggest impact decision ever made by the Supreme Court in this country. It changed the face of politics and religion and everything in this country.
Yep.
And I'm not saying right, wrong, whatever. It hasn't really been changed over the years. Hasn't been challenged enough to change it by going to a constitutional amendment or whatever. But that decision in 1973, it was a world shaker. No doubt about it. Same day, 1973, what happened? Former President Lyndon B. Johnson died.
Really?
At his Texas ranch. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was a big guy, 6'4". I guess he was a smoker and whatnot, had a bad heart. He was 64 when he died.
He didn't look 64. He looked like he was about 84.
Yeah, relatively young man. But LBJ died on the same day of Roe versus Wade. All right, Ted, it's 7:16, and in just a few minutes here, we're going to speak with Congressman Marshall is going to be with us. Roger Marshall, Dr. Roger Marshall, is going to be with Steve and Ted this morning here in just a few minutes. Talk a little bit about probably the impeachment and some trade and things like that. That's all coming up in just a few minutes. So we got an interesting morning plan for you. Stay with us. Ted, you had a basketball. I'm jumping into your sports just a little bit, but Capen, you played basketball last night, right? Now, Logan, your nephew's on that Capen team. We've been kind of keeping an eye on him and what he's doing. How did things go last night?
Yeah, starts for the Crusaders. Crusaders got a nice win over Northwest. Very close game until the closing minutes.
Okay.
Capen won by 14, 52-38.
How'd Logan do? Pretty good.
Made a three-pointer, had three assists.
There you go.
So
now, and you also had on Facebook, you had a photo of the dance line there, the females.
Oh, my niece Brenna is a freshman. Now she's on the pom-toms.
Oh, Brenna's
a pom. She's a pommy. So, okay. So, you know, that's Logan entertains during the game, and Brenna takes care of halftime.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, my
Woodward extravaganza.
My daughter did poms over at North. She did cheerleading for 1 year, and then she was in poms. She loved it. She made some great friends, and they're still lifetime friends. They had a ball.
We'll see, how about that?
Okay. 7:18 now. Stephen Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and we're talking about basketball, and we got some hockey too, right, Ted?
Yeah, this is a big hockey night in Wichita. Yeah. The Wichita Thunder is hosting the 2020 ECHL All-Star Classic. First time ever Wichita has hosted this event, and that'll be at 7 o'clock tonight downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. And it'll be televised live throughout North America on the NHL Network. Here's the format. It's kind of a mini 3-on-3 tournament.
Huh.
Two of the four teams are players from the Wichita Thunder, and then the other two teams are all-stars from the different conferences. And then they'll have a little format there, and the winner will win it. Between rounds of the tournament, you'll have ECHL All-Star Skills competitions going on. 67 players that have appeared in this ECHL All-Star game have gone on to play in the National Hockey League.
Really?
So,
okay.
You might be seeing some future NHL
stars tonight on the ice
here in Wichita. Once again, that's 7 o'clock tonight downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. We did have college men's basketball action last night. 22nd-ranked Wichita State in Tampa taking on South Florida. For the third straight game, the Shocker offense was really struggling to find points. Chalks only had 25 points in the first half last night. Finally got something loosened up a little bit in the second half. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Down to the front court, Sherfield, right side of the floor. To the top, lobs for Echenique, catches and lays it in.
Yeah, beautiful pass and a really acrobatic move by Echenique, looking back, getting that pass and pivoting in the air and laid it in.
Shockers win the game 56-43.
Ooh.
Shockers did not allow much on the other end to South Florida. Freshman Tyson Etienne led the Shockers with 13 points, Wichita State. Now 16-3 and tied for fourth place in the conference after that road win. Last night, the Sunflower Showdown in Lawrence, third-ranked Kansas. The game itself was a blowout, not much to talk about. An easy win for KU. 81-60 was the final score. KU beats the Wildcats for the 14th straight time in Lawrence. But everyone's abuzz about what happened in the final few seconds of the game, where it got ugly. Some of the action last night, it was nationally televised, so everyone in the nation saw it on ESPN2.
Yeah. And a block to finish. And DeSosa blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
Yep. That's not good.
This is a punt call. This is bad.
No.
No good. Oh, this is terrible.
There are going to be ramifications for this going forward.
And it's just no point to it.
And that was all taking place in the disabled section where fans were sitting, so it's not good.
Ugly, ugly, ugly.
Yes, yeah. It's not a good situation. And, there will be consequences from this. Here's Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber.
You win with class, you lose with class. Disappointing that anything had to happen at the end. And that's all I can say. It's probably my fault. But I had told them not to press. I had told them not to foul. I told them back off. You know, the kids are young guys. They want to play hard. They were disappointed, frustrated, played. You don't want to take that fire out of their belly, but at the same time, handle it right and create a bad thing. Again, credit to Kansas. They kicked our butts.
Several KU players appeared to throw punches, and Silvio DeSosa raised a bench of a stool above his head, was about ready to clobber somebody with it before an assistant coach got it out of his hands. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
Obviously, it's embarrassment. It's not something that you'd be proud of. You know, this what happened is absolutely zero signs of toughness. It's a sign of immaturity and selfishness more so than it is toughness. So if I was a fan watching, you know, obviously, depending on what your perspective is, there would be nothing about that would intrigue me to want to watch more.
And as we were talking about, this was all nationally televised live on ESPN2, so everyone in the nation saw it, and it became fodder for ESPN all night long. ESPN college basketball analyst Seth Greenberg.
Egregious, reprehensible, disappointing, a terrible black eye on our game, a bad image for both institutions, the Big 12. A lot of people are culpable, and it had nothing to do to me with the steal nor the block, but everything that happened after that. Because you know what? I understand the sportsmanship, and I understand maybe the kid shouldn't have done that. But what transpired after that is absolutely egregious and disgusting.
It's almost reminiscent of some of the video we see of Little League parents now.
It's not a good situation.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens as we go forward with that. We do have women's basketball tonight at Coke Arena, 6:30 tip-off. Shocker ladies hosting South Florida. The Shocker women right now are in fourth place in the conference, and they're working on a three-game winning streak. And we have JUCO men's basketball tonight in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting Neosho County. Dennis Higgins with the call of that game tonight over on Sports Radio KFH. The Butler men have won four of their last five. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Are Democrats out fundraising Trump? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.